Back in November, the state of Vermont said it would test the drinking water from some of the oldest school buildings in the state to look for signs of lead in the water. Now the results are coming in, and the Department of Health says lead has been detected at some schools. Lead poisoning is dangerous, especially for kids, so the state is trying to figure out what the next step should be. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Recess is over.
Andy Pacciulli is the principal at Academy School in Brattleboro. And like a lot of schools in Vermont, the additions here were built over time.
This is the 50s, this is the 70s, here, down here, and I'll show you the 90s, and now you're entering the 90s.
Academy School was one of the 16 schools that the Vermont Department of Health asked to take part in a pilot study to test the lead levels in drinking water. And Pacciulli says when he found out about the testing, he did a little research.
Once I found out about the test, I started to read up on lead and how lead gets in the water and what the issues were. And what I read was in the 50s, solder had high levels of lead in it, and that could be an issue.
Instead of testing a handful of taps at a lot of schools, the health department chose a group of schools and tested every single water source at each school. The state has tested 14 schools so far, and the results are available from 8. Most of the taps at Academy School came out clean, but one tap had one of the highest levels in the state. The EPA sets its health advisory level at 15 parts per billion, while Vermont says drinking water shouldn't have more than one part per billion. One of the older taps at Academy School had a lead level of 48 in the water.
We just didn't know what was out there.
Ben Montruss is with the Department of Environmental Conservation.
It's really just investigatory to see what's out there, see what we're dealing with, and then try to steer potentially a statewide approach or just advice to schools or something in the future.
The state paid for the water tests, but Montruss says it's up to each school to replace the older fixtures. At Academy School, the faucet that read such a high level was taken out. Montruss says that his department checks public water supplies, but schools were never included in the standard testing schedule. All of the schools that were tested get their water from a public supply, which is tested. But when clean water sits in pipes that have lead solder or runs through lead fixtures, Montruss says the metal can leach into the drinking water.
If the school was built before 1986, the lead standards were different then. So just right off the bat, we see newer schools typically don't have the issue. But if there's a school that has the old wing built in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and the new wing built in the 90s, 2000s, you could likely see difference in those results.
And the results, even among the 16 schools, have been varied. At Central Elementary School in Bellis Falls, just about all of the taps were at or below a detectable level. But at Castleton Elementary School, several of the taps and fountains were above state and federal safe drinking water standards. Michelle Thompson is with the Vermont Department of Health, and she says in many of the cases, it's relatively easy and inexpensive to change out the older faucets, or just make sure the water is turned on for a few seconds every morning.
The only way to know if there's lead in your drinking water is to test. We know that lead is an issue. We know that it has harmful health effects. There is no safe level of lead in the body, so wherever we can work to reduce lead levels, we should do that. And so through this project, that's a big aim.
Back at Academy School in Brattleboro, school has let out and parents are standing around waiting to pick up their kids. Grady Smith has 2 children here. They're 5 and 8. Smith says the school has done a good job letting parents know about the testing and about the subsequent results.
I wasn't too concerned because I didn't think it was going to be an issue here. And then when I did hear that it was, I was a little concerned. But it goes to show that anywhere that stuff like that, infrastructure, if it's not up to par, there could be detrimental conditions.
The state expects to finish testing at the last 2 schools this month and have all of its results back sometime in March. The health department will then issue a report with recommendations for possible further statewide actions. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.